Good morning. Welcome to University United Methodist Church. We're glad that you're here this morning. Whatever brings you here today, whether it's custom, crisis, or curiosity, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here, peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. Looks like we're still going to have some more people coming in, I hope, since this is the last Sunday in Advent, the Sunday of joy. We're in for a great service. Let's see, the first thing I want to talk about, the red folder. If you haven't been here before, which a lot of you look familiar to me, but if you haven't been here before, you're going to want to look at this red folder. You can find it at either of the entrances, and it tells you all kinds of things about who we are and what we do. You'll find in your pew a black folder that looks like this. It should be down towards the aisle. You're going to want to open it up and look at what's inside. You've got a bunch of things in there. An opportunity for ministry. It tells you all the things that are going on. Well, actually, it's just about the Christmas dinner, but you can look at this flyer for the Christmas dinner. There's also slips in here, a yellow one and a blue one. If you're a visitor, check out the yellow one. It just has you fill out things that we'd like to know about you, where you're from, who you are. And if you have a prayer request, please fill that out and drop it in the or give it to the ushers during when they come forward before the prayer time. If you're one of our regular attendees, you're going to want to take this blue slip, blue, purple, whatever it is, and then you can fill out your name and purple, I guess. Yours is purple. All right. Mine's blue. You can fill out your prayer request on this or and your attendance and everything else that's on that slip. If you do want Alicia to read your prayer request out loud, again, hand it to the ushers during the time of prayer, before the time of prayer, and they'll bring it up and we'll read it aloud. Otherwise, you can just put it in the offering plate and we'll just have those later on. What else? Hospitality. If you are in need of restrooms or childcare, you can find both out this door, or if you need help, the ushers can help you out as well. Part of our safe sanctuary policy, we like to ask all parents to have an adult with your children at all times while you're in the building. We've got a lot going on today after church. Right after church, we've got Christmas present wrapping and then caroling following that at 2 o'clock, and we'll be meeting at Loretto to do that. Tomorrow night is the Christmas dinner. If you want to help with decorations, you should be here at 12 o'clock, and that goes until 2:30. And then if you want to help with serving or seating or anything else before dinner, you can be here at 5 o'clock. Dinner will be served at 6, and then if you want to help with cleanup, you can be here at 7:30. So we hope to see a lot of you there. The 24th, we will have worship here for Christmas Eve, and there'll be the Christmas pageant, which Jeannie is really excited about. She's been planning about it for a long time. We do have a baby Jesus, so you can see that on Christmas Eve, and the service starts at 7. Next week, we will not have church at 11 o'clock. The service will be at 9:30 downstairs following community breakfast, which is served at 9 o'clock. So we hope to see a lot of you there. And during that service, we'll be passing out gifts to all of our community members, right? And that's why we're wrapping them today. And I think, Lee has an announcement. All right.
The Altar Guild would like to thank all the people that have promised to pick up one of the lovely poinsettias after church and deliver them to one of our homebound members. There will be a few extras, so if there is anyone here who knows someone and would like to take them one, we do have a few. If you can just wait till the promised ones are distributed, then we will give out the ones that are left, and we'd love to have you take one to someone you know. Thank you.
And now that I've made you sit through a really lengthy announcement period, and we're going to have a really good but a little bit longer service. Well, I don't know if the service is going to be longer, but it's going to take a little bit. And so you're going to be hungry after church, and you're going to want to stop at the ministry and outreach table and buy pecans and cashews and pecan clusters. The pecan clusters are super good. All the proceeds go to our outreach program, and that's a great program, so you definitely want to stop and grab those. And now let us continue our time of worship.
I'd like to just quickly bring us up to speed. So we are in Advent working with this book, The Redemption of Scrooge. So I just want to give you a quick overview of A Christmas Carol, just in case you haven't seen it or read it in a while. So A Christmas Carol begins with Scrooge, how would you all describe Scrooge in the beginning? miser, grouchy, greed, cynical. He's just not a very nice person, and he's pretty mean to everyone that he comes in contact with. Well, he goes home on Christmas Eve, and someone comes to visit him. It is his friend, Marley, who died 7 years before on Christmas Eve. And Marley has been condemned to an afterlife held down with chains. So he's not at all having a good time, and he goes to tell Scrooge he needs to change his ways, or this will also be his fate. Then after Marley goes, another ghost or spirit comes to Scrooge, and this is the ghost of Christmas past, and he takes Scrooge, he or she, takes Scrooge to visit some of the most important times in his past. So Scrooge gets a little bit sentimental, and a little bit of joy starts to come into his heart. Then, after that ghost or spirit leaves, then the ghost of Christmas present arrives. And this ghost takes Scrooge to see some of the things that are presently happening, including visiting the family of his employee, Bob Cratchit. And Scrooge sees Tiny Tim, who is Bob Cratchit's son, and how he is lame and how he is quite sick. And Scrooge starts to have a little bit of compassion in his heart. His heart is starting to warm. And then he goes back to sleep, and another ghost or spirit appears. The ghost or the spirit of Christmas yet to come. And that is where we find ourselves today. Each time a spirit comes to visit Scrooge, he hears these bells. Fear of the future. We all have this to varying degrees, affecting our behavior, our relationships, our generosity, and our ability to truly know the joy of life. The journey of Scrooge with the ghost of Christmas yet to come is harrowing. He tries to hide from it, run from it, to no avail. It is only when he realizes that he has the power to change the destructive course he has on that his fear is transformed to joy. Along with Scrooge, we can defy death-like attitudes and reawaken to life. No matter how far off course we might have gone, we haven't missed it.
Star child, earth child, go between of God. Love child, Christ child, heaven's lightning rod. This year, let the day arrive when Christmas comes for everyone, everyone alive.
Please remain seated and join me in the call to worship, followed by our singing Star Child. Holy living God, blessed Jesus, guiding spirit, we open today to encounter you in our worship and to see your future where grace abounds. Open us to your miracle just begun, and in this season, transform us into those whose giving brings joy to the world. Open us to you, to each other, and to the voices no one hears, so that your reign of mercy, justice, and love can be made known to all.
Spare child, spare child, having wanting more. Wise child, safe child, knowing joy in store. This year, let the day arrive when Christmas comes for
today we light the candle of joy. As we get closer to Christmas, we remember that our joy comes not from our preparations or celebrations, but because God has chosen to walk among us. We light this candle because we believe that joy is each person's birthright as a child of God. The angel's message is for each of us. Do not be afraid. Please rise or sit as you are comfortable and join in singing, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus.
Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, born to set Thy people free from our fears and sins. Release us, let us find our rest in Thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth, Thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Born Thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, now Thy gracious kingdom bring. By Thine own eternal Spirit, rule in all our hearts alone. By Thine all-sufficient merit, raise us to Thy glorious throne.
We have a tradition of greeting one another by shaking hands, or saying good morning or peace be with you. Today, the third Sunday in Advent, we invite you to pass the peace of Christ with your neighbors, saying, joy can be yours. Joy can be yours.
Good morning, everyone. Would the children please come forward and join me? You're fine.
Come, little children, to the silent manger. Come, little children, see the mystery. Come, little children, to the silent manger. Come, little children, to nativity. Come, little children, to the little brother. Come, little children, hear the baby cry. Come, little children, to the Mary Mother. Come, little children, see the star on high.
Good morning, everyone. I'm so glad to see you. Today we continue in our special time of getting ready for the coming of Jesus. And next week it will be Christmas, yes. So let's stand up and do our prayer that we've been opening with every week, okay? And we have to stand up to do it. All right. Life's busyness keeps us on the run. Everyone run in place. All right. But we make room for your son, and let's rock our arms like we're holding baby Jesus. The work of love has just begun. Rub your heart. God bless us, everyone. Amen. Let's put our hands together. So, every week we've been hearing this noise, right? This sound, this tone. I wonder if we'll hear it again today. Let's listen.
Oh,
you found it already. They know the trick. All right, let's go find that bell. Go ahead. Let's go over to the bell. Uh-oh. We'll put it. Give it back. We have a bell ringer. Okay. Do you have something for me, bell ringer? Okay. Don't do that. Thank you. What does it say?
To
the children. Let's see what the inside says. What does it say? Can you read that? What does it say? Joy. You don't have to read the inside. Joy. Today we're going to be talking about joy. So how about we just sit right here in a semicircle, or even just where you are. Just go ahead and sit. It doesn't have to be organized. The card says joy. What a fitting message. So sit down, please. Sure, there's a lot of joy in this room. One of the most joyous messages ever given was when the angels appeared to the shepherds to announce the birth of Jesus. But the first part of that joyous message to the shepherds was, don't be afraid.
What?
Lots of times it's not sadness, but fear that keeps us from feeling true joy. And fear isn't just for kids. Grown-ups have fears too. And sometimes those fears keep grown-ups and children from feeling the joy God wants them to feel. So I think that what we're going to do today is I'm going to say some stuff, and then what I want all of you to do is reassure the friends around you, do not be afraid. Can you say that? Do not be afraid. So I'm going to come up with something, and then you're going to a scenario of what you might be afraid of. And then I want you to look to your friends around you and say, do not be afraid. Right, so we can remind each other to not be afraid of things that might scare us. So, you have to move to a new house or a new apartment. What would you say to your friends around you? Do not be afraid. You all of a sudden, because you moved to the house, you have to go to a new school. Oh, and someone's excited about that. So if you have to go to a new school, you might be afraid, but the friends around you say, do not be afraid. And so what else might you be a little nervous about doing?
What?
So it's time to learn to ride a bike because you want to ride a bike, but you don't know how yet. And so you're starting to learn to ride a bike. And what do you say to your friends as they do that?
Do not be afraid.
What else might be something that makes you a little nervous or afraid? The first day of school? Okay, so it's the first day, or the day before the first day of school. And so what do you say to your friends around you? Do not be afraid. And what are you thinking? Oh, yes. So you might be afraid of monsters. And so what do you say to your friends around you? Do not be afraid. Yes. Anything else? So you might be afraid of the dark, but you might have a nightlight, which is helpful. And so what do you say to your friends who might be afraid of the dark? Do not be afraid. Yeah, one more. Wait. Well, you had one. So what are you thinking? Yes. Some children and adults are afraid of clowns. So what do we say? Do not be afraid. So you have friends around you all the time telling you not to be afraid. And there's a lot of joy that comes when you let go of your fears and you just live. So what I'd like to do in closing is say a prayer, and your response that Miss Jackie's going to help us with is, "Joy to the world, the Lord is come," which is how we also are not afraid. So can you help us out? Thank you, God, for filling our hearts with joy. Help us to be fearless in spreading your joy throughout the world. So that all people may know the wonders of your love. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sitting in and talking about fear and how we don't have to be afraid today or any day. So you can go sit back with your families, and we're going to continue in worship.
This morning, we have three short scripture readings. Revelation 1, verse 4, Luke 4, 18 and 19, and Romans 8. 4b to 17. Revelation 1:4 reads, "Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come." Our second scripture reading is Luke 4:18 and 19. This actually is a quote from the book of Isaiah. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to liberate the oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Romans 8. 4b to 17. "So then, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it isn't an obligation to ourselves to live our lives on the basis of selfishness. If you live on the basis of selfishness, you are going to die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the actions of the body, you will live. All who are led by God's Spirit are God's offspring. You didn't receive a spirit of slavery to lead you back again into fear, but you received a spirit that shows you are adopted as God's children." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us sing "Joy to the World," and please stand if you're able.
"Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world,
the Savior reign. Let all their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the crown. He comes to make his blessings flow, and blessed sources found.
Answer me one question. Are these the shadows of things that will be, or are they shadows of things that may be only? Hear me. I am not the man I was. I will not be the man I must have been. Why show me this if I'm past all hope? I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year. I will live in the past, the present, and the future. The spirits of all three shall strive within me, and I will not shut out the lessons that they teach. I will try.
I will not shut out the lessons.
I will not shut out the spirit.
We will be the spirit.
Of love.
Of Christmas.
Of blessings on us all.
Every one of us.
For the spirit of the Lord is upon us.
We are not who we were.
We are not.
We are not.
We are not.
We are those who have made change. Those who will make change.
I've got the joy, 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 joy to the world.
I am as light as a feather. I'm as happy as an angel. I'm as merry as a schoolboy. I'm as giddy as a drunken man.
A Merry Christmas to everybody. A Happy New Year to all the world.
Thank you.
Thank you, ringers. That was beautiful and quite joyful as well. So I'd like to introduce myself. I forgot to do that earlier. I am the pastor here at University United Methodist Church. I am so honored to say that. And my name is Alicia Wood. So welcome. So glad to see you. As I said before, we're talking about the redemption of Scrooge and A Christmas Carol. We pick up the story of A Christmas Carol as Scrooge encounters the spirit or ghost of Christmas yet to come. He is afraid. He has started to find joy through his memories of the past and a spark of compassion while looking in on Tiny Tim, who is his employee, Bob Cratchit's son. This spirit is scary, and Scrooge knows what it wants without even speaking a word. The shepherds were also afraid when the angels came to proclaim the good news of Jesus' birth. Both Scrooge and the shepherds were unlikely candidates. We are all afraid in some way, and each of us, unlikely candidates. The shepherds and Scrooge got through the fear, and when they did, they found great joy. There's a little Scrooge in each of us, afraid of the future and even more afraid that we won't be able to change. What if we may also get through the fear and find great joy as Scrooge and the shepherds once did? The ghost of Christmas yet to come never spoke. It just pointed. The silence was terrifying for Scrooge and for anyone watching the movie. Silence can be terrifying, or it can be exactly what we need to be able to listen for God and for change to happen within us. When Scrooge awoke, he was a new person. He was redeemed. He saw his past and present and decided to make change. We each have the choice. God is ready and waiting. Our text today from Revelation: grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come. God is with us in the past, in the present, and in what is yet to come. God is so many things. God is with us no matter our past, who we were, what we did, how we behaved. God is with us and was with us. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come. God is love. We have every opportunity to be changed, to be redeemed because of our loving God. We began Advent receiving paper chains in which each day we could write something we wanted to let go. And some folks said, I'm going to have to write the same thing every single day. And some folks said, I'm going to write something new each day. Letting go leaves room for new things. The truth is, we are all redeemed by our merciful God. We just need to realize it. And realize we are worthy of redemption, worthy of change. I mean, if a guy like Scrooge can be redeemed, how could we have any doubts? We are called through this redemption to be more Scrooge-like. I don't mean Scrooge-like in the beginning of the movie. I mean Scrooge-like in the end, after he had been visited by the spirits of the past, present, and future. He was redeemed. We are called to share God's love, God's mercy, God's grace, God's compassion. We have many opportunities to share God's love every day and every week.
And here in this congregation, we have a great opportunity every time we have community breakfast and Friday pantry. If we are all worthy of this redemption and God is ready and waiting no matter our past, our present, or our future, all people are worthy. We do a great job of feeding folks' bodies through our pantry and our breakfast. How about their minds and spirits? So next week, we will worship in Fellowship Hall immediately following feeding our bellies. Well, why are we doing this? Sometimes we ask ourselves, why don't the folks who come to breakfast come to worship? And I'm asking myself this. Have they been invited? And I don't mean, hey, come to worship after breakfast by the person speaking. I mean personally invited by someone sitting here today. And I'm also asking myself, why don't we, us, make the change? Jesus went out of the temple and taught. So can we. Next week, we will eat together, all of us, congregation and guests. We will worship together by singing songs and hearing a short message. And then everyone will receive a small gift. And I said everyone because if we are all a child of God, able to be redeemed, we cannot set up an us and them system. And if you don't need the gift, that's okay. Just take it, and it's okay to re-gift it later. We will all receive a gift because through Jesus, we have all already received a gift. All of us, just the same, no matter our past or present life stories. In closing, Scrooge said to the ghost of Christmas yet to come, are these the shadows of things that will be, or are they the shadows of things that may be? We all have shadows of the past, and we all have opportunities to make change. As we make decisions to change or not change, there will be outcomes. We are so blessed to be able to make changes that affect another person, as Scrooge did for Tiny Tim and his nephew. Imagine how we could affect by changing just a little bit our brothers and sisters who come to breakfast in pantry. As the angel said to the shepherds, don't be afraid. My prayer this Advent season is that we look at this piece of the Christmas story in a new way. Don't be afraid. Angels said it to shepherds, but Jesus also lived this throughout his life. Jesus taught caring for the poor and loving your neighbor, even if they don't come from the same place as us. And these were very unpopular themes of his day, even more unpopular than today, believe it or not. Don't be afraid. All decisions you ever make are based on fear or faith. So I ask you, which will you choose? May you take the time in silence, especially this busy season, to listen to God and make change, remembering that once through the fear, you may find great joy. And I'm going to end with a song. And my prayer is it may be our song. It may become our song.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemy till all my fears. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God.
Breathe that out and make it our call. I am very, very excited because now is a time to pray, a time to get together in prayer. And so I ask if you'd like a prayer spoken as a part of worship, that you either submit your purple slip, blue slip, yellow slip to our ushers who will be coming down the aisles, and I will read this as a part of our prayer time.
Ring out your truth, ring out your love, reverberate in our lives, come, Lord, come. Ring out your love, reverberate in our lives, come, Lord, come.
Do I have? Okay. Thank you. So I have a few prayers, and more are coming. First is a big thank you to everyone who brought in a warm coat today. And feel free to bring them in all winter long because we get requests for coats all winter long. So, but I do want to celebrate all these warm coats out up here that will be given out through our outreach ministry. Okay, I have a prayer for the government of North Carolina that honesty and justice take precedence over manipulation. And a prayer for all the people of Aleppo. A prayer, keep in prayer these names: Loretta Valentine, Tom Stewart, George Nichols, O'Gill Carter, Tina Carver, Henrietta Carver, and Joanna Carver. Elise has a prayer. Prophet Jesus, I am so thankful to your arrival on earth. And Erica would like us to keep in prayer Mara Sordo and family, and Bob and Barb Weaver. Donna Rickey has a prayer. May everyone have a Merry Christmas. A prayer from Barbara Cook for my children and grandchildren. And another prayer, to have peace amongst the world and for the people to have more faith in God. Dean Moyer has a prayer that we will, with joy, share the Sunday breakfast at 9 a.m. with Christmas, or on Christmas Sunday, with the breakfast community. And prayers for Norma, how do we say her last? Goel, Norma Goel. She is recovering from a stroke. Angelo and Ebony have a prayer. No fear. Congratulations, Mom, on your new journey. May the love of God and your family cover and comfort you always. We're so proud of you. And let's keep in prayer. Caris and Mary Alcott, Linda Forth, Aaliyah Green, Bob Weaver, and Jim Bishop. And another prayer. Welcome home, Ebony and husband. Farewell and peace, Connie. And Dale has a prayer. Oh, it's a joy. On the 16th birthday, a 16th birthday joy for grandson Braden Graham. I'm so happy to end with a joyous prayer. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. So let's lift up some names of places that need our prayers today. Syracuse.
Aleppo. Where else? Salvation Army. And I'd also say North Dakota. Any other places? North Carolina, Washington, D.C., Cross-Serving Hospital, yes. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
So this morning, let's join our hearts in silent prayer, followed by a spoken prayer. And then we'll join together in unison for the Lord's Prayer, Jesus' Prayer. Holy God, in this silence, in this sacred space, we listen for you. We listen for what we long to hear. We listen for so many things: direction, love, hope, the longing of joy. And so we listen. We thank you for this loving community that resides here, that attends here, that keeps coming back for more here, and who serves here. We thank you that they are so loving and so easily willing to give your love away. We thank you for this beautiful and sacred space that was built so many years ago and has gone under enough things, just the building itself, to be grateful that it still stands and that we still are able to worship here. There's been many crises just with the building itself that we are so grateful that we can share your love on this corner of East Genesee Street and University Avenue in Syracuse. Please be with each of us this week and the next couple of weeks, because sometimes Christmas isn't all joy. Sometimes Christmas has other things attached to it. Please be with us to release this from us so that we can just live in your joy. Release us from our fears. Remind us to do not be afraid, and cover us so that we might know your unending love and joy. And today, once again, because you taught us, we will speak the Lord's Prayer together. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. As we enter a time of giving, I'd like to remind everyone to please place your attendance slips that look something like this or like this in the plate as our ushers come down the aisle. Please know I'd like our first-time visitors of the church to know we do not expect a donation from you today. You are our guest, and we are so grateful you are here. Yet, we do have a very strong tradition of giving here at University Church. So as a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let us bring our tithes, donations, and offerings.
Join in our prayer of dedication. Generous God, We give you thanks for all you have given us, and we offer our gifts for the sake of being your hands and feet as the body of Christ. Open us to even more ways to give, so that we might offer death-defying love to all. Amen. Please join in singing our closing hymn, Blessed Be the God of Israel.
Blessed be the God of Israel, who comes to set us free, who visits us and redeems us and grants us liberty. The prophet spoke of mercy, of freedom and release. God shall fulfill the promise to bring our people peace. Now from the house of David, a child of grace is given, a Savior among us to raise us up to heaven. Before him goes the herald, a runner in the way, the prophet of salvation, the harbinger of day. On prisoners of darkness, the sun begins to rise. The dawning of forgiveness upon the sinner's eyes. To guide the feet of pilgrims along the paths of peace. Oh, bless our God and Savior with songs that never cease.
Okay, so I have a couple things. One is I'm going to say the benediction in a moment. We're going to then sing one piece of Star Child, and then we, as a postlude, we're going to gather in a circle, and I will explain more why in a moment. And then someone had an announcement, and I think maybe after the circle, then you can come on up and explain the announcement. Okay, there's a little Scrooge in each of us, afraid of the future, and even more afraid that we won't be able to change. This week, may you be visited by a surprising joy that assures you that you do have a choice in the matter. And when you feel it, even if for just a fleeting moment, know the miracle has just begun in you for the sake of the whole world. May you be blessed by our God who loves you deeply, by Jesus, the true gift of God to each of us, this season and in all our days, and the Spirit who shows up just in time.
Hope for peace, child, God's stupendous sign. Down to earth, child, stars of stars that shine. This year, let the day arrive. When Christmas comes for everyone, everyone alive.
This morning, we will end with a tradition we have as one of our friends move on to another adventure. This week, we sadly say goodbye to our beloved Connie Wilson. So let's together make a big circle to the best of our ability. And once in the circle, we'll sing Blessed Be the Tie That Binds for our friend Connie, who we are saying so long, but not for all, forever. Come on back and see us. So there is, will be words on the front screen and the back screen. Come on and make a big circle and hold hands. To the best of our abilities.
Hello.
Hello.
Nervous. My name is Nicola. I'm co-president at the Nottingham High School, and we have a Christian club. And like I said, I'm co-president.
Keep going.
Okay. So last in March, we made a club at Nottingham High School and decided to have a Christian base. And our goal is to reach the students and the teachers who have Christian services and activities. So for the winter, we have decided to do a fundraiser to raise money to buy boots for newly came refugees to the United States, because I was once a refugee. Well, I am a refugee, but yeah, I know how that feels not to have boots and winter stuff. So we're going to raise money to buy them those things.
Are you looking for help?
Yeah, we're looking for help. So far, we have $500 already raised, and the rest, huh?
Can the congregation see you if they'd like to help?
Yeah, I got a poster right there. All right, so kind of nervous, guys. So this is it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Peace be with you till we meet again.